KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball around the area last night, in boys basketball from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Lewis Central defeating Red Oak 67-33. Also around the area in non-conference play, it was Tri-Center over West Harrison 85-51. Woodbine topping East Mills 64-40. And Boyer Valley beating West Monona 68-37. In high school girls basketball last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play saw Lewis Central beat Red Oak 65-25. Also in non-conference action, Creston a winner over Grandview Christian 71-39. Tri-Center edging West Harrison 55-50. Woodbine beating East Mills 54-44. West Monona over Boyer Valley 64-48. And West Central Valley beat Ankeny Christian Academy 60-19 in girls hoops. The Associated Press High School Basketball Top 10 poll out this week. In Class 4A, it's Waukee on top, with Cedar Falls number 2. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln checks in at number 3 in this week's poll. In Class 3A, Dallas Center Grimes and Ballard are the top two ranked teams, with Carroll in at number 3 this week. In 2A, Boyden Hall is number 1, with Western Christian number 2. Comanche 3, Trainer is at number 4 this week. AHSTW number 7, and Panorama is tied with Clarinda and South Hamilton. They're all in the 10th place in this week's poll. Also in Class 1A, North Lynn, Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Lake Mills are the top three rated teams in this week's poll. Richmond was the lone top 25 men's team in action last night. The Spiders had to fight off an upset bid by Wofford. Jacob Gilliard had 18 points, including a big three-pointer with 19 seconds left in Richmond's 77-72 victory. The 19th-ranked Spiders a winner last night. Gonzaga and Baylor remain atop the AP Top 25 Men's Basketball poll after their hotly anticipated game in Indianapolis was called off about 90 minutes before tip-off last week because of a positive COVID-19 test and contact tracing within the Bulldogs program. Gonzaga received 54 of 61 first-place votes from a national media panel. The Bears had the other 7 first-place votes. Iowa stays put at number 3 in this week's poll. Michigan State and Kansas round out this week's top 5. Well, the level of competition takes a big jump for the Iowa basketball team tonight when the third-ranked Hawkeyes host 16th-ranked North Carolina as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The Hawkeyes currently sit at 3-0.
You know, I think anytime you play against the Roy Williams coach team, they're going to play hard, they're going to defend, they're going to rebound, they share the ball, but they've got a lot of size and they've got athletic guys on the wing and in the guard positions. And they're always going to be a team that challenges your team in every possible way.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Hawkeyes are aware of the challenges they face.
They know who North Carolina is. You want to play Western Illinois, you want to play Carolina, you want to play Iowa State the same way. And we all know that there's challenges to that, especially when it's Carolina. You know, it's one of the gold standard programs in college basketball for a very long time.
Iowa senior center Luca Garza says the game will be decided on the glass.
UNC is the best offensive rebounding team in the country, and that's how they beat teams. So for us, we know if we win the war on the boards, we're going to win the game. So it's something we have to focus on. We've got to make sure that we go out there and rebound as best we can. We've got to block those guys out. They're relentless.
Garza believes the Hawkeyes are ready for the challenge.
Everybody's really excited, and we're pumped up. We know this is an opportunity for us to show some people what we're about, and I think it goes both ways. I think they're looking at it like this as well. So, it's an exciting game, and we're just, focused on winning every single day and then just improving.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. 6:30 is tip time. About 5:30 will be the pregame start time this evening here on the KJAN Network station. UNI basketball coach Ben Jacobson does not expect junior standout A.J. Green to play Wednesday night at 19th-ranked Richmond. The reigning Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year has been sidelined with a hip injury.
My guess is that it's going to take all of this week, maybe into next week, before we have a lot more in terms of where we're going to go next.
Jacobson says Green has been at practice but hasn't been going full speed.
And then while we're practicing, he's in the huddles and he's talking to the guys and adding a ton of value that way in terms of his experience and just working with our guys when we're getting through our practices.
Sophomore guard Antoine Kimmins has taken a personal leave of absence, and Jacobson says that's a lot to replace.
Antoine's speed and transition to be able to create offense for other players, AJ's ability to create offense for other players because he demands a second defender and a lot of attention gets paid to him. So you've taken a lot out of that aspect.
Panthers are currently 1-3 on the young season. The number two Baylor men's basketball team is looking for a replacement opponent for its scheduled home opener. The Bears were supposed to play Nicholls State tonight, but the Colonels had a positive 19 test in their program. COVID-19 testing. Baylor said it was trying to find another opponent to play before its Big 12 opener at home Sunday against number 13 Texas. Number 13 Wisconsin's men's basketball game with number 25 Louisville scheduled for Wednesday has been postponed. That comes just 4 days after Louisville announced it was pausing team-related activities indefinitely due to a positive COVID-19 test and contact tracing measures within its program. The UConn men's basketball team suspended team activities for a second time this fall after another positive coronavirus test in their program as well. Iowa's Caitlin Clark has been named the Big Ten Player and Freshman of the Week. Clark averaged 26.5 points and 9 assists in 2 wins last week. That included a 30-point, 13-assist effort in a win at Drake. Here's Coach Lisa Bluter.
That's rare air to be in with that group that have been named both Freshman of the Week and Player of the Week as a freshman. So very happy for her.
Clark has adjusted quickly to the college game and says she's learning when to be aggressive offensively and when to get her teammates involved. Iowa State women's basketball guard Ashley Jones claimed Big 12 Player of the Week honors for the first time this season. She averaged 32.5 points and 8 boards a game while shooting 58.6% from the field. That honor marks Jones' 7th career Big 12 Player of the Week honor, puts her at tied for 10th in Big 12 history. In football news, Iowa defensive lineman Davion Nixon has been named as one of the 18 semifinalists for the Bednarik Award, and punter Torrey Taylor is one of 10 semifinalists for the Ray Guy Award. The Bednarik Award goes to the nation's most outstanding defensive player, the Ray Guy Award, to the best collegiate punter. Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy has been named to the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week for his outstanding performance against West Virginia Saturday. Purdy received a lot of praise after their 42-6 win over West Virginia, completing 20 of his 23 passes, the single best single game completion rate and the second best in school history. He also accounted for 4 touchdowns, 3 through the air, 1 on the ground. He threw for 247 yards and rushed for another 38. Purdy also was named as one of 17 semifinalists for the Davey O'Brien Award. That award is given annually to the nation's best quarterback. The Doak Walker Award, a trophy given annually to the nation's best running back, trimmed its list to 10 finalists yesterday, and it's no surprise that Iowa State sophomore sensation Breece Hall made the cut. Hall is the second leading rusher in the nation. For the second season in a row, Iowa State All-American tight end Charlie Kohler is a semifinalist for the John Mackey Award, given annually to the nation's best tight end. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says now is not the time for the Cyclone players to let their guard down. The 10th-ranked Cyclones are idle until they take on Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game on December 19th. The program has experienced limited impact from COVID-19 this season.
You hope you got enough kids and enough leadership within your walls that feel like you want to finish the entirety of a season. And you know, our kids have sacrificed a great deal, really, since they've come back here in late May.
Campbell feels the leadership on his team will help them navigate the next few weeks.
These are 18 to 22-year-olds. It's really hard because a good bulk of them haven't left the bubble since May. And, you know, you don't have school in session. So I think all these challenges are hugely unique. And I think the only way you can truly get through it is you have to have enough self-motivation and discipline and leadership within your walls that say, hey, listen, we're going to continue on this journey.
In a season with several bye weeks, Campbell feels this one will also benefit his team. In other college football news, Michigan's football team has resumed limited workouts, taking a step toward possibly playing number 3 Ohio State on Saturday. The Wolverines paused in-person activities last week after a COVID-19 outbreak within the program. The Buckeyes, who have Big Ten and national title hopes, played through what Coach Ryan Day called a mini-outbreak on Saturday in a 52-12 win at Michigan State after he was relegated to watching the game from home. President Donald Trump is scheduled to attend Saturday's Army-Navy game at West Point. That's according to Navy Athletic Director Chet Gladchuk, who said he was informed of Trump's plans to attend his final Army-Navy game as Commander-in-Chief. It'll mark the first time the storied rivalry will be held in an Academy's field since 1943. Former Texas football coach Fred Akers has died at the age of 82. Akers coached the Longhorns' first Heisman Trophy winner, Earl Campbell, and went 86-31-2 over 10 seasons with the Longhorns. His daughter Leslie says Akers died of complications from dementia. couple of NFL games last night. The Pittsburgh Steelers aren't perfect anymore. The Washington football team erased a 14-3 halftime deficit and beat the Steelers 23-17 last night. The Buffalo Bills are another step closer to ending the New England Patriots' string of 11 consecutive AFC East titles as they picked up a 34-24 win over the 49ers. And also yesterday, President Trump awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Iowa wrestling legend Dan Gable.
No one has done more to promote wrestling in America than Dan Gable. He's an athletic giant who conquered one of the most difficult and ancient sports in the world. He's the greatest wrestler probably ever. We've never had anybody like him.
Gable, a Waterloo native, was an Olympic gold medalist in 1972 who compiled a personal record of 117 wins and one loss as a collegiate wrestler at Iowa State. He coached at the University of Iowa for more than two decades, leading the Hawkeyes to 15 national team titles. He was also the head coach at three U.S. Olympic teams. Gable, who gave some brief remarks, credited what he called performance and lifestyle for his success in the sport.
It wasn't perfect because nothing's perfect, but no place on this earth is perfect, and there's always room for improvement. The success one has with others is more important than the success you have as yourself.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Medal of Honor are the country's highest civilian honors. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.